Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ben Roethlisberger talking about Mason Rudolph. Fine, we'll get back to this point. Get out of the sandbox. Stop talking pickles and get to the sports. I get it. I understand.
I made comments about why did we draft Mason. It wasn't a shot at Mason. I didn't have a problem with Mason. They could have drafted Patrick Mahomes, whoever. It wasn't a shot at the person. It was, how are we making our team better? Like, how is that helping our team? The guy may not see the field. I would have said the same thing if they would have went back. We had Maurkice Pouncey. If they would have went and drafted a center. And it came across like I had a problem. I don't have a problem with Mason. Are we boys? Are we friends? No, we don't need to be, though. But I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, me too.
I want him to be successful. I want him to lead this team. I just understand where that comes across, and he may feel some kind of way about that. And obviously, I've talked about here, like, me trying to help him and him not really wanting. That's
a different thing.
Totally different thing. But third round, you can get some really good players in the third round.
Yeah,
you still and I see Mason is a good player.
Yeah.
He's still playing. The Packers did it from Favre to Aaron. There's going to be a lot of people that watch this, both fans and I'm sure some media people pick up on this, that will totally disagree. Think everything I say is full of crap. Most of them probably have never played or been in the situation anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
And that's what we were talking about off the air today. My perspective on this has totally changed because I get to sit across from you every day, and you know what it's like. It's not Ben Roethlisberger's job to get Mason Rudolph ready to play. And if you're a quarterback who wants to contend for a championship, why would you want them to draft a backup quarterback when they could get you a weapon, or you could get an edge rusher, or you get a safety, or you get another guy who could help you?
A lineman
on your quest to win a championship.
Again, who's a guy who's already knows what it takes and already has won and actually been to two at the time that they drafted Mason. He's like probably looking, why are we drafting a quarterback in the third round? We can get a quality player that can help us get back to where we were before.
And I would be miffed if I were Ben, actually, not because it's only Mason, not because only they draft a quarterback in the third round. Like that alone, when they come out and they say you got a first round grade on the guy, that could miff you. But because also they draft his teammate, James Washington, they draft his teammate. And if I'm Ben, I'm thinking, oh, good, you got me a weapon. Wait a second. Now you're going to get his college teammate. What exactly is going on
here? What are you trying to tell me?
Right. Are you trying to set Mason Rudolph up for success? Or are you trying to set me up for success? It doesn't cost anything to be nice. I think that's a different conversation. Like, they could be nice to each other. But it's not Ben's job to, oh, boy. For the betterment of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I sure as bleep better get Mason Rudolph ready to play games. That's not his job. And Joe Flacco talked about it the other day with the Browns. Like a reporter asked him, Joe, are you comfortable in the mentorship role? And he had a very nuanced answer. He's like, no matter what I say, you guys are going to carve me up for it. If I say I'm a mentor, you're going to say, oh, this guy doesn't want to win. And if I say I want to win, you're going to say, oh, this guy doesn't want to be a mentor. He's a jackass. He said, it's not my job. It's on them, the younger players, to learn from me, but I'm not going out of my way. No, I'm trying to get prepared, get my body right, get my mind right to go out and win football games.
And that's usually how it is. Now, there are some guys who are willing to help. I mean, you just said earlier, Sidney Crosby's one of those guys. You know, I'm just talking athletes in general that are willing to help because they, in hockey, it's a little bit different. And especially like in Sidney Crosby situation, like there is no replacement.
There ain't gonna be another number one center like him.
You're right. So I've always looked at it like, all right, like you know, this is a very odd situation. Like you're expecting me to mentor somebody that's literally there to take my job. Like that just doesn't jive. It just and I never really understood it. Like why would I mentor somebody that's younger than me and obviously going to take my spot whenever you feel it's necessary?
Right.
Like I'm not going to do that.
You can be friends. You can be friendly. And it's on, I think the onus is on the younger quarterback, the younger player, to watch you for your idiosyncrasies, how you prepare for game week, how you prep, how you take care of your body. It should be on the younger guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing if Mason had questions for Ben, it's not like he was going to...
not answer.
Right.
He's going to be like, yeah, this is what... blah, 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 right? Like,
Ben, what do you do here on this and that? Ben? Ben? Ben, give him the old silent treatment? Right. Like, no. Come on now. Now, I've always thought Ben didn't like Mason because I do think, and I have heard, that Mason walked around like the cock of the walk. Like, I'm the guy. I'm going to be the guy. But... you know, everything Ben said there, I can't disagree with any of it. We wanted to win, and you're going to draft a quarterback? And if you draft a defensive, like, no, we don't need that. I totally understood Ben with that point at the time, and I've come around on the mentorship part of it now.
Ben doesn't have to like Mason. Like, not every teammate likes each other. Like, but you're obviously you're going for the same goal, and you throw that away whenever the whistle's blown. But like the fact that people think that everybody gets along is... very false.
You have 53, and then more with practice squads, and more in camp with 90 bodies.
Unique mentality.
Oh,
unique
my
minds.
God.
Yes, very. Not everybody likes each other. And it does. You don't have to.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.